USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police clashed with rioters and looters for a second night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. Law enforcement describing the shooting death as an accidental discharge. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott also calling a news conference on Tuesday to announce that Officer Kim Potter, the cop who shot Wright, and Police Chief Tim Gannon have both resigned. The mayor also getting an earful from community activists. One activist even asking why certain laws are enforced. President Biden is warning Russian President Vladimir Putin about the country's aggressive moves against Ukraine. When the two leaders spoke over the phone, Biden addressing it and suggesting a summit in a neutral third country in the coming months. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The government is halting all distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines after 6 people developed rare and dangerous blood clots.
Of the 6 patients developing the blood clots, 1 person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of 6 cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Fallen Capitol Hill police officer Billy Evans is continuing to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the 3 Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S. Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here. You're talking about free health care. You're talking about free education, free American education. You're talking about massively higher wages relative to what you were making in your home country.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.